Good evening, this is Kent Lundquist, and welcome to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine, modern, mainstream, swinging jazz. Hope you'll stick around, and we've got some nice discs to play for you tonight. Tonight, our highlight artist of the week will be tenor sax man Scott Hamilton, great mainstream tenor sax man, been on the scene for about 40 years, and he carries a torch for mainstream jazz. Very swinging tenor man. I think you'll enjoy his work. We're going to kick it off with his album called A Splendid Trio. There's no piano or drums on this particular track. We've just got Scott, of course, on tenor sax, Howard Alden on tenor sax, and Frank Tate on bass. They're called A Splendid Trio, and that's certainly an apt title for this album. And we're going to kick it off with Dave Brubeck's compositions dedicated to Duke Ellington, The Duke. That album was called A Splendid Trio, and A Splendid Trio it was. Our highlight artist of the week, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, the gorgeous guitar of Howard Alden, and the always reliable swinging bass of Frank Tate. That was Dave Brubeck's composition, The Duke. All right, I'm going to just do a little quick thing here by one of the greats of all time on alto sax, Benny Carter. This is a tune that was written by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin long ago and far away, and Benny's on alto sax, backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, the great Ray Brown on bass, and the inimitable Buddy Rich on drums, long ago and far away. Sex stylings of Benny Carter, Long Ago and Far Away, a great tune written by Kern and Gershwin, backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano. Now back to our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton. This is a quintet album that Gene Harris, who's a great piano player, Scott Hamilton on quintet, backed up by a rhythm section of Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on drums. This is a nice evergreen from the American Songbook, not played too often, a nice version of The Lamp is Low. Mm-hmm. gorgeous, deep tenor sax sound of Scott Hamilton from an album, the Gene Harris Scott Hamilton Quintet. That was Gene Harris backing Scott up there on piano. Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Harold Jones on drums from an album called At Last. I guess at last they got together and cut that album as a quintet. Now we're going to turn to a couple hard swingers from the bop school. This is Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin on tenor sax. Johnny Griffin's one of DuSable's finest, about 48th in state in Chicago, made worldwide reputation. And this is from an album on the Jazz Lanette label, appropriately called Griffin Lock. And the tune is Midnight Admittance. If any of you are just jazz historians, you would know that Mittens was a club in Harlem where they did a lot of innovating jamming, developed the concept of a bop that was Midnight Admittance. So we're going to hear their version of Midnight Admittance.
Thank you.
Griffin Locke. By that, I mean Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis. It was a little thing that they put together about Minton's Jazz Club in Harlem in the early 40s. Now we're going to turn to our highlight artist of the week again, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton. This is an album called Organic Duke, in which Scott does tunes either written by Duke Ellington or associated with Duke Ellington or written by sidemen in Duke Ellington's orchestra. And he's backed up by a really good organist, Mike LaDani on organ, excellent. Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Griggs on drums. Great group backing up Scott. And this is something that Duke wrote for his musical they put on the West Coast in the early 40s. It's the title track, Jump for Joy. Thank you. indeed a joyous rendition of a thing that was written by Duke Ellington in the early 40s, Jump for Joy, for his musical that he put on the West Coast. And, that, of course, that was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, backed up by fine organist Mike Ladani. All right, we're going to do something, a little something out of the Harold Arlen songbook, and this is Miles Davis doing It's Only a Paper Moon from his prestige album Dig. He's ably assisted here by an all-star aggregation here. We've got Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Walter Bishop on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Blakey on drums, the effervescent Art Blakey on drums, with a nice little version of It's Only a Paper Moon.
Thank you.
It's Only a Paper Moon, a great Harold Arlen composition, done up by Miles Davis there on trumpet. And you also heard some tenor sax work there by Sonny Rollins from an album called Dig on the Prestige label. Well, back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton. This is from his Concord album, After Hours, featuring, of course, Scott on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Louis Nash on drums. That's an all-star rhythm section right there. And we're going to do Blues in My Heart, which is a beautiful thing written by Benny Carter. You heard Benny Carter on alto sax earlier in the show. This is his great composition, Blues in My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Blues in My Heart, a great Benny Carter composition from Scott Hamilton's album After Hours, backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano. Now we're going to do another Scott Hamilton item. This one is just a duo. This is two great jazz artists can make a lot of music if you listen. And this is Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, one of my favorite guitar players, Bucky Pizzarelli, on acoustic guitar. This is from an album calling Remember Zoot Sims. This is a dedication to the great tenor man, Zoot Sims, who had passed on just prior to the making of this record. And the subtitle of the album is called The Red Door. The Red Door was a door that was painted red in Lower Manhattan, where they had a rehearsal room. And they all used to gather at night and jam, and they'd pay the man to rent the rehearsal room. And that was the Red Door. So the two of the guys that spent a lot of time down there behind the Red Door were Zoot Sims and Jerry Mulligan, and they wrote this tune. And so let's listen to Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Bucky Pizzarella on guitar, no drums, bass, or piano, the Red Door. Thank you. Red Door, written by Jerry Mulligan, Zoot Sims. That was a salute to Zoot Sims by tenor sax man Scott Hamilton and guitarist Bucky Pizzarella from their album Remembering Zoot. Well, you've been listening to Time is Flying. It's the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz. And we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 the FM, and we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back for another hour of mainstream jazz. We're going to close out with a little snippet of Horace Silver doing his own composition, Strollin'.